Thank you for calling customer support. My name is Jody. May I please have the zip code on the account you've called in about today?
I don't have an account.
Okay, may I ask the reason for your call today?
I am not accepting any subscriptions from the number, and I'm not accepting any charges.
Okay, do you mind if I take a look at what we're talking about? May I have your first and last name, please?
Linda Adams. It is fraudulent.
Okay. We'll take a look at that. I'm locating or attempting to locate an account or a charge. What was the amount you were charged?
$59.85.
Okay. And what's the date of the charge, please?
Today, like about 20 minutes ago.
Right. Thank you. I think I may have located the correct charge. Will you please verify the address?
I'm not verifying nothing else. I'm just telling you to stop it, and I will accept no more charges, no subscriptions, no nothing.
I'm not able to stop it if I can't verify the account.
Credit card company's already stopped it. So I'm just telling you there's a block on it. There won't be any more charges accepted.
I can't do that without locating the account, but
well,
I'm sorry.
Then, you shouldn't be able to send no charges.
I just need to verify that Linda Adams is a common name.
What kind of information do you need? Common name?
No, not common. No, yeah, I just say that. Okay, yeah. Can you verify the post office box, please?
632376.
Thank you. All right. I've located this partial account. It was not charged. It will not reattempt. This is for a meal planning app, and it is in participation with a mixer, a sweepstakes for, or a, yeah,
well,
sweepstakes for a mixer.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, we just need to stop it. No further.
There's nothing that has been charged, but it will not reattempt.
It tried, though. It tried because a credit card company called me.
Right.
Yeah.
It was in participation with that mixer.
Well,
yes,
I don't
ma'am.
Know what it was in participation to, but you have a good day now.
All right. You do the same, and thank you for calling customer.